October 2010. We have a problem.
You'd have a bigger one, and you arrived a minute earlier before I pulled my pants on,
Asheron said dryly, as Urien materialized directly in front of him as he stood in the kitchen of the New Orleans home he shared with Tori. He'd been scooping ice cream when Urien made an unannounced appearance.
Were you raised in a barn?
A loud knock sounded on the back door. Asheron rolled his eyes at Orion's sarcasm when it was obvious Urien had thrown the sound as a screw you to him. The expression on Ash's face said, lucky for you, I just had great sex with my wife that put me in such a happy place that not even your assholishness can disturb it. Otherwise, Urien was sure he would have been a flaming stain on the wall.
What's up?
Dev's not on crack. Dev Peltier, being the werebear from Sanctuary who normally stood guard at their front door, which led out onto the street. Apparently, the bear had claimed that he saw daemons out in daylight walking around with tourists. Since everyone knew daemons couldn't do that, the natural assumption was that the bear was on crack. Asheron licked the back of the spoon before he set it in the sink.
Never thought he was. Ketamine, maybe, but never crack. Why did you?
Urien watched Ash return the ice cream carton to the freezer. I just came away from a chat with one of my old friends, which really just meant Davin, as he had no other friends on the dark side. He told me that the daemons are able to take Galu demon souls into their bodies, and that Stryker is converting his army with their blood. Just as Urien had done when Davin told him what his father was up to, Asheron froze at those words. The Sumerian Galu powers were intense, the ultimate in evil. One of them in a daemon's body was a nightmare of biblical proportions. More than that, Galu bites turned their victims into mindless drones, like a zombie on steroids. One could make thousands. A daemon would now be able to make more of their kind, lots more. While the great Asheron could take one down without breaking a sweat, a normal Dark Hunter? Good luck with that.
What's Stryker planning?
Urien gave him a droll stare. What he's always wanted. To kill my grandfather and subjugate the humans while staying beyond Helios's reach. Ash returned his duh expression.
I didn't ask for the goal, Urien. I've known that. What I need is the game plan. Why is he converting his people?
Ash's phone rang. He started to ignore it until he saw the ID. Sighing, Asheron looked at the bowl of melting ice cream on the counter. He refroze it, then flashed it away. With an aggravated expression, he flipped open his phone.
Nick is working with the daemons.
Urien couldn't identify the voice on the other end, but he heard those words plainly.
Nice hearing from you too, Spartan. Care to tell me why you think this?
Because the little shit tried to kidnap Sam out of Sanctuary. He was there in all his glory, offering her up to our enemies. Urien tried to make sense of that. Nick was the current Malachi after the death of his father, Adarian. And after they'd rescued Tori and Nick had killed Satara, they discovered that Stryker had somehow tied Nick's life force to his own. Ash hung up the phone and met Urien's curious gaze.
Get over to the Karanti Club and ride herd on Dev and Sam. Anything comes at her. I don't care who or what, you protect her.
Great. Protect another Dark Hunter. Just what he always wanted to be assigned. Especially Samia, who'd once been an Amazon who had taken out a large number of his people and who was related to the gods who'd cursed and abandoned them. Okay, what's going on?
Just do it.
That tone always flew over Urien and made him want to punch Asheron when he used it. It also made him want to feed Sam to the daemons, but the Galu were a whole other matter. They were as big a threat to the daemons as they were to mankind. What the hell was his father thinking now?